250. Ready. This starts with costs. Balloons don't require expensive rocket launches, and their closer proximity to Earth means that they can be outfitted with lower quality sensors or get better performance with the same ones. Another benefit is persistence. While spy satellites in low Earth orbit are constantly whipping around the globe, a balloon can loiter over one spot for weeks or even months at a time. And of course, the inability of the United States to detect previous incursions demonstrates how difficult they can be to spot and to track. The material used to build balloons does not reflect radar, and the payloads can be designed to minimize the signature offered. Even with its improved methods for detection and tracking, the United States lost track of one of its objects that entered the airspace for a time. These capabilities herald a new era of warfare. The most obvious use is surveillance. Large numbers of balloons could operate undetected overhead for long periods of time, forcing militaries to plan under much greater and more persistent surveillance than they are used to. But this is only one possible use. They could also be used to provide communication networks, electronic warfare capabilities, or even armed for offensive strikes. During the Second World War, the British Armed Forces made use of balloons carrying incendiary devices or steel cables to cut German power lines, while the Japanese placed bombs on balloons intended to strike the United States. While the latter efforts suffered from poor accuracy, they caused the only known deaths from enemy action on continental US soil in the entire war. Placing modern precision-guided bombs, missiles, and suicide drones on balloons could be an effective way to conduct strikes that require mass persistence and or reach. The promise and peril of this technology is driving investment in capabilities and cost-effective countermeasures. The United States has been destroying balloons using AIM-9X air-to-air missiles that cost over $400,000 per unit. Balloons can be made for far less. Each Project Loon balloon deployed by Alphabet costs tens of thousands. Low-cost methods of downing balloons, such as lasers, may be needed should they be encountered more frequently and in greater numbers. Throughout the history of warfare, armies have sought to seize the high ground to gain the advantage. With the rise of high-altitude balloons, near space represents a new high ground that nations will seek to contest and dominate. Indeed, the fight for this domain has already begun.